From the University of Vermont Continuing and Distance Education, we bring you student stories from the front lines of healthcare. UVM's post-baccalaureate pre-medical students are on the path towards a career in medicine. While they transition their schoolwork to remote learning during the coronavirus pandemic, they're also volunteering their time in a variety of health-related roles. We hear their inspiring stories as they tackle their coursework, help our most vulnerable in our community, and reaffirm their passion for medicine.
And then I found myself wondering how I could give back, especially in Vermont, where everyone is really looking out for each other. So I asked some of my favorite comedians in Vermont if they'd be willing to do this. And they were like, yeah, that sounds great. Let's do it.
Joining me today is Macy Laud, one of our post-bac pre-medical students, and we have some really exciting things to talk about. She's pulling together a comedy show to help support UVM Medical Center, in addition to raising some funds for the Vermont Comedy Club. Macy, thank you so much for talking with us this morning.
Good morning.
So how did this happen? I'm so fascinated by medical, on your path to medical school, amongst remote learning, trying to survive amongst a pandemic, also with school. And so you decided to pull together a comedy show, a virtual comedy show for Friday night. How did this happen?
Well, you know, it's kind of a long story, but let me give you the short version. I've been performing stand-up on and off for a few years now, over 5 years, but I really love medicine and science, and my curiosity to pursue that has just remained strong throughout my whole life. So the post-bac program has been an incredible experience for me to kind of shift my focus from my corporate America, New York City job back into what really makes me passionate and curious. And comedy has always served as an incredible outlet for me to express, you know, this creative side. And when we went and we shifted to online learning, I was a little concerned because I obviously wanted to make the most out of my post-bac experience back on a college campus, and that would look a little bit different. And then I found myself wondering how I could give back, especially in Vermont, where everyone is really looking out for each other. And I remember the day I was like on Amazon adding things to my cart, and I was like, I don't need to be spending this money on new sweatpants. I should be donating this money to this, like, the health center and however I can help. And so I figured, you know, I love comedy. I want to help. I have an autoimmune disease and live with my parents who are both over 60. So that would, it would be tough to live with them and try to keep them safe as well as myself. So I figured if I'm staying home, I'm making the most of it. So I asked some of my favorite comedians in Vermont if they'd be willing to do this. And they were like, yeah, that sounds great. Let's do it. And my first goal was $500. And then I said, $500 is cool, but $1,000 is cooler. So that's my goal. And the event's on Friday. It's Tuesday. And we already have $215 donated.
Awesome. That's awesome. That's
really good so far.
Tell me about what the event's going to be like. How many people are going to be performing? What platform are you using? How do people join in? Are several people going to be, is it just one stand up and then move on to the next one? Are they going to be interacting like improv? Tell me how it's going to work.
Well, we're all meeting on Wednesday to see how we want to make the most of it. But the short answer is that we have five comedians. Four of them are local and Vermont-y, and the other is a friend of mine from New York City who I think is very funny, who also kind of fits the Vermont-y bill. And then I'm hosting with my friend Jeremy, and everyone gets a little bit of stand-up comedy time. And then we're going to play some fun, entertaining games, like improv games, and maybe ask some fun questions, but it'll be on Zoom. And, you know, it's going to be kind of a learning process, as everything right now is, but, you know, the Zoom link is live and we'll invite people into the waiting room. I have about 300 people invited via Facebook, and I've been reaching out to people otherwise through the post-bac and just other networks as well.
Oh my gosh, it sounds like so much fun. So let's back up for a second. How did you ever get into stand-up?
I have very funny brothers, and I'm the youngest of all of us. And I was always kind of screaming to get attention. And I realized I loved to make people laugh because I loved the way my own brain worked. And when I gave that a voice, people started to kind of connect with me. And I auditioned for the, you know, college improv team and the college sketch team. And I didn't get into either of them and was like, okay, what's something I can do that doesn't really require anyone else's approval? So I started going on stage and just telling stories and had so much fun with it. And then I started a stand-up comedy group in college, and I had an internship on a TV show for a little bit. But yeah, I mean, the cool thing is that it's so different than medicine, but both of those things just like make my heart sing so much. So right now being able to marry those two things with this event has been truly incredible.
It's just such a unique way to bring your talents that are beyond just medicine, your talents to the forefront to help people. And I truly believe that laughter is, oh my goodness, do we need it so much right now?
I was a little concerned about naming the title of the event, Laughter is the Best Medicine, because it's like, well, we're in the middle of a pandemic. I don't know if you could really say that, but you know, that's not really the point. The point is just to bring laughter into everyone's home when they really can't go anywhere else.
Let's talk about your journey to a career in medicine. You're almost done with our post-bac pre-medical program. Mm-hmm. So what are you hoping to accomplish after you have wrapped up your final course?
It's hard to think about that because I've spent so much time giving energy and love to my five-year plan, and over the last month have really had to shift my focus to more short-term goals just to keep a level head. I'm applying for the Masters of Medical Science program through UVM, and I hopefully will hear good news from them in the next month or so, but that ideally would be my next step, just to get a little bit more experience under my belt, both in the sciences and math and also in the field. I just feel like I want some more experience. I mean, when you're a pre-med in undergrad, you get 4 years of being pre-med, and I've only spent a year in the post-bac program, so getting additional spending some time to build that foundation is really important to me. And then I will be taking the MCAT in hopefully January, and applying to med school about a year from now.
And you have something kind of specific that you're looking to go into in med school. Yeah. Tell me about that.
I'm vastly interested in gastroenterology. Having celiac, it's my browser history is just riddled with scholarly research on celiac. And what I really find fascinating is the mind-gut connection and how having a healthy gut can really affect how happy you are. And that's something that I've been trying to do a little bit more research on as well.
Are there scholarly articles on how well laughter can help?
That has been more of a personal experience research game, but I'm sure they're out there.
Exactly. Well, I appreciate so much that you are doing this. You are providing some relief and some comic relief and something that people probably are looking forward to this Friday night. So thank you for spending some time with us today. We really look forward to seeing where you go in the future. And I can't wait to see this event on Friday night.
Thank you. Yes, yes. And I just want to give a quick shout out to everyone who's working on the front lines at the University of Vermont Medical Center and everywhere. You guys are incredible. And I'm so, so, so thankful to be going into this field. And I'm wishing all of those teams just all the best.
This has been a UVM student story from the front lines of healthcare with our post-baccalaureate pre-medical students. The post-baccalaureate pre-medical program is designed to provide students with a prerequisite coursework and access to research and direct patient care experiences prior to applying to health and medical school. Learn more at learn.uvm.edu.